Alice Springs, Mbantua, is a vibrant town located in the heart of Australia's Northern Territory. It's known for its stunning red desert landscapes, rich indigenous culture, and as a gateway to iconic outback attractions like Uluru, Ayers Rock, and Kings Canyon. The town offers a unique blend of natural beauty, cultural heritage, and adventure, making it a fascinating destination for visitors. An oasis in Australia's red centre, or at least that's what I read off the tourist brochure. Now for the reality. Late last month, a man carrying a sword or machete attended the Alice Springs Casino after being evicted from the venue. Don't worry, police only took 5 days to respond, presumably being inundated with other matters, such as baby left with fractured skull after alleged Northern Territory home invasion. Apparently, 2 teenage boys broke into a house at 2:30 in the afternoon while a mother was at home with her 4 children. The boys had armed themselves with a metal bar, which they used to strike the mother, and in the process struck her baby daughter in the head, leaving her with a fractured skull and a brain bleed. They went on to rob the house, taking the lady's purse and car keys. Apparently, the boys had collectively been charged with almost 300 other offences and bailed 35 times, and were currently out on bail when they attacked the mother and her child. Clearly, the justice system has failed and bail isn't working. I think a long jail sentence is the only way to stop their ongoing societal rampage. In another shocking event, a 22-year-old man allegedly broke into a woman's house, raped her while she slept, with the criminality only stopping when the victim woke up during the assault and screamed, causing the man to flee the scene. Luckily, the police found him a short time later. He allegedly admitted to police to having sex with a white woman. The man apparently asked in court, "Could I say a word?" with the judge replying, "No, the time for talk is over." Last week, former administrator of the Northern Territory and musician Ted Egan woke to the sounds of his wife screaming and found 2 young intruders in his Alice Springs home. He chased them through the living room, yelling at them using local indigenous languages. In another incident, also last week, 3 teenage boys used a stolen car to approach the home of a 57-year-old man and used bodily force, a baseball bat, and a tomahawk to break through the front door and demanded alcohol, before the man relented and gave them a bottle of whiskey. Apparently, one of the boys was charged just last month for exposing himself to a midwife. Of course, these are just the serious crimes that have been reported in Alice Springs in just the last 7 days. There's too many to count if I tried to list the number of crimes that occurred this year, for example. How do you think the ABC reported on all of this? Well, of course, they focused on identity politics. Alice Springs women, vulnerable residents, say there's a lot of fear over violent crime. Women in Alice Springs say they feel increasingly vulnerable after a string of violent incidents in the town in recent weeks. Yes, I agree, crime against women is wrong. But isn't crime against babies also wrong? Crime against old men? Crime against anybody is wrong, is it not? Why focus on women? Because the ABC can't help themselves. They have to play identity politics. This social worker, Abby's home, was broken into and ransacked less than 24 hours after she moved to Alice Springs. There was blood over everything. She moved for a new challenge and for many weeks has struggled to sleep. Former Alice Springs Deputy Mayor Murray Stewart has illegally purchased himself some capsicum spray and a taser in order to protect himself. "I understand they're illegal, but I would rather a day in court than to be dead." Fair enough. It's funny, in articles about violent crime, the ABC refer to this town as Alice Springs, but in other situations, such as Gardening Australia, they use the traditional Aboriginal name. We meet Veronica Perel Dobson, a highly respected elder living in Mbantua, filmed on Arunda country, Mbantua. From earlier this year, Alice Springs Indigenous Culture Collection, IATSIS, opened a new centre in Mbantua, Alice Springs, on Thursday. In May, in this article about the Pine Gap spy base, on the edge of Alice Springs, Mbantua. But when it comes to crime, this name seems to disappear. Is it intentional? Who the hell knows? On the outskirts of Alice Springs, Aboriginal stockman Damien Kunoth and his brother Warren run the All Rounder program, an initiative that works with young men in the community and youth detention centre, teaching them traditional stockman skills. Good on them for trying to fix this. We need more men like these guys. With relation to the recent violence, especially the baby being attacked, Damien said, "It shouldn't have happened, not to an innocent child in that way. My heart goes out to the family. I feel ashamed of my community that's happened. There's no order in the community. Putting more police on the streets won't help. They've done that over and over and over. They don't have a structured plan. It's not about numbers, it's about changing the culture in our community." Federal Labor Party member for Lingiari, Marion Scrimgeour, who lives in Alice Springs herself and has experienced a break-in before, described the situation as complete anarchy. She said, "We've got lawlessness at a level that we haven't seen before. There are non-Indigenous women being targeted in Alice Springs. Something needs to be done urgently because these are women who should be safe in their own homes. I put a padlock on my gate because I'm in fear of wondering who's going to come through that front gate and break my windows." Senator for the Northern Territory, Jacinta Numpachimpa-Price, who also lives and was raised in Alice Springs, in a recent interview about the recent violence, said, "I reported the strange behaviour of a vehicle full of young men on my street last night. You sort of think, is my house going to be next? Am I going to be the next home invasion? There are times when I've called the police and I've stated who I am, because I know that being a senator, I can get a sort of instant reaction. But my concern is for regular community members who don't have a title where they can get a swifter response. We should not have to feel this way in my town, the town that I've grown up in." Regarding the baby being attacked, she said, "We have the highest rates of DV, of sexual assault, of sexual abuse within Indigenous communities. We can't shy away from the fact that these perpetrators are predominantly Indigenous. We can't shy away from why we've got young people who are so detached from society. The systems that are there that are supposed to protect vulnerable children exposed to all of these things have utterly, utterly failed. These young offenders have no doubt had miserable, horrible upbringings, but there are those of a leftist ideology who think that being connected to culture and country is going to save us. Well, that's a load of nonsense, because the culture is dysfunctional. There's no respect for older people. There's no respect for babies. We've got to actually protect vulnerable children and take them away from the dysfunction. We've got to put them in homes that are going to look after them, that are going to uphold their human rights, make sure they get a blood education, a pathway to employment, and a meaningful life. No more can we carry on about colonization and connection to country and culture. It's basic to every human being that growing up free of violence, free of sexual abuse, and getting an education are the key things that we need to ensure this happens. We can't continue to look at this situation like it's a racial thing, like it's a black and white thing, and treating one group of people differently to another in our society. An offender is an offender and needs to be treated as such." She's right. We have to treat everybody equally. If you commit the crime, you have to do the time. We can't keep letting people who've been charged with hundreds of offences out on bail. 35 times, was it? And then we foolishly expect them to not go around bashing babies on the head? This never-ending cycle of violence that's plagued Alice Springs needs to stop.